Yes. Just. This is very difficult with you telling me every second what I should be saying. Joseph, thank you very much for helping with your election. I really appreciate it.
The number you agree is 9-7.
Please.
It's closing on time for public comment, and I wonder if our new director would like to say a few words.
No, not at this time. I gave my report for the month of January at the first meeting. I'll have another report for the rest of the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next
one
is outside of your
place. Sorry, okay.
Can you just turn it off?
We're moving on. What's the feeling of the group? Should we have, it's 10 to 8. Should we have listener comment now, or should we move on with the next election? We may have to interrupt it if we start.
Wow. It's a rule.
Madam Chair. 8 o'clock. No.
Madam Chair, I need to begin a public comment now.
Can you hear me?
Second.
Okay, we have any disapproval, any objection? Okay, let's have a listener comment now. We'll have it 10 to 8 to 8:20.
Well, point of work, the time is actually 7:43. This is satellite stuff.
Okay.
Yes, Teresa.
It said you'd be on the ground also.
7:43. So time, keep the time, would you?
Sure will.
Okay. Public comment. Would anybody like to speak? Yes. I think we need a paper if we've got more than one. Let's see. Your person, I saw one other.
Okay. Is it 8 o'clock?
Teresa, are you on here?
I think you're
by the chair. Adriana, are you there? Teresa, you called in on the 515 number, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, Duane, Teresa was able to call in with that 515 and that code. Adriana is not on that I can hear her.
No, she doesn't have the number yet. I'm sending it.
Okay, you ready?
Should I come over there so she can hear me too?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good idea.
How many minutes per person?
How many people are doing it?
I think so far we just have two.
Teresa, can you hear me?
Teresa, can you hear?
Can you hear?
I'm on the phone. Okay.
All right, well, hey everybody. I go by Ocean on the radio. I'm on the Deacon Rock radio show. And our show is collectively run. We have a different host every week and a couple of different sound board operators. And one of our other collective members is also a board member, Patrick Kwan. And I just wanted to address or ask the board, there's a little issue of, I think, a misunderstanding and maybe a little rush to judgment happened about a year ago. And Patrick was banned from the building. And so I noticed on the agenda, you guys were at some point going to talk about that, so I was hoping we could expedite that and get him unbanned, because it's a real hardship for our collective to not have his technical skills and his participation, to always have him operating off-site. So I was just hoping we could get that resolved and, with the pledge drive and everything else, have him be able to come in the building. So that's my question.
We didn't know the time before that. We have a thank you. We have a 5 minutes each only. Is that Ms. J?
Ma'am, what was your name?
I'm Halbert. My name's Ms. Halbert, but I'm Ocean.
Okay.
Okay.
Captain Tom.
I'm here. Madam Chairman, thank you for your time.
Hi, Adriana, we hear you.
I want to say one thing. I want to give a compliment to our interim general manager, the way he's handling the pump drive. It's going. We're moving along nicely, and it's you know, it's a good job. And I appreciate, you know, what you're doing at the station. And I told you before, you have my 100% backing and also my utmost respect. Number two, I'm still, you know, wondering why I'm not going to sell it to people. Still wondering that. And I find it rather living. I find it rather discouraging, you know, and I just want to say, you know, I need to be back on this board because I'm here for this station, and I'm here for this, you know, body. I'm not here for myself.
Teresa, it's public comment. We're just not going to be able to...
I'm not here for myself. I'm here for this station. I'm here to back this, that gentleman that's sitting over there in the corner, and all of you on the board. And I want to see more people on the board at the station promoting this fund drive. I want to see people volunteering their time. Because the only person that I see at the station is that on this board is me and Mike. You know, I have not seen anybody else there. Unless you were there when I'm not there. But there should be more LSP members promoting this fund drive. We need to raise money. And it's very, very important that we raise money for this station. Because I do not want to see this station go under. You got less than 21 months left. Okay? $300,000 has got to be paid on that loan. We have to come up with this money to get that loan paid off. And I want to make, I want to see and help make that happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
PK?
Today I represent the Community Advisory Board, which has been meeting for more than a year and has done a fabulous job of identifying the areas in which this station, this LSB, and its members are supposed to collaborate and work together. The purpose of public media is to provide programs and services that inform, educate, enlighten, and enrich the public, and help inform civil discourse essential to American society. We aren't doing that. So when we met last month in December, and again this month, we've come up with a couple of things. We were focused on the ways in which KPFT can meet the standards of the CPB initiative of media that works for the community and not for individuals on this board who come together in secret to make decisions that affect everybody. The CAB is charged with the community needs assessment, which is what is mandated by the CPB. We have created a SWOT analysis, which we have turned over to Mr. Boney, and are looking forward to helping you do that by the following. PSAs, created and posted regularly about CAB meetings, events, and urging people to be a part of the CAB. A CAB show once a month after the monthly meeting, which is the third Saturday, to give people an opportunity to ask questions, give us information, learn how the CAB operates, and to maybe become a member of the Community Advisory Board. We're creating posters that talk about the mission statements and things that can be handed out at events and posted at the station. We have a website KPFT, communityadvisoryboard.org. Don Freeman, when he was the manager, linked that with one another. We linked to KPFT.org, and he linked to the CAB's website. That is not happening, and I'd like to see that reinstated. Tanya Lee Smith has been made the chair once again by consensus, and she needs a login and password so that she can host meetings and such on the kpftx.org. The last thing is that the CAB has decidedly agreed that the current bylaw change that is up for discussion here tonight should not take place. It was done in an undemocratic way. It is to reduce the numbers so that there is less diversity, less inclusiveness, and less chance of the station succeeding. Because those who are doing this do not want the station to mend, to grow, to be something else that includes them, but includes a community of communities throughout this Houston area. So I made some copies. There's not enough for everybody, but I have a feeling that those that know me will go to the website and look at it. And those who don't want to take these suggestions will continue to ignore the nefarious and perfidious actions of a few that continue to keep us apart. I've been on major boards, nationally and internationally, and we did not always agree, but we learned to trust the ethics and integrity of each person, and that is lacking among some of us. And I hate to be the one to say it, because then I get called a racist, or I get called, I'm using civil rights rhetoric. But it's civil rights era that I grew up in, that I know that people who are diametrically opposed can come together and center around the greater good. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wanted to respond to some of the few things I heard. Richard asked me one question. Are there ways in which board members can help out in the fund drive? As I said before, in the first... in the report at the first meeting, the call center is handling the incoming call for pledges. But we have had, since the beginning of the fund drive, two phones placed in the conference room for particularly board members to call out, particularly to lapsed members, people who were members. Ms. Allen has done that in the past before the board, the fund drive began, and raised over $1,500 in about an hour with him. So that was available and has been available since the 23rd of January. It'll be available through the end of the fund drive, which is essentially February 12th. And I would say primarily during business hours, 10 until 6 p.m. But if you want to do it on the weekends or on some other times, if you will alert the staff, we'll make preparations, make sure you get the training, the information, and that you're able to do that if that's something that you want to do. Secondly, I'm going through my own personal database, and I'm making my personal database available for volunteers like yourself to call them and ask them to become members of the Wilmington Station. The list will be names and phone numbers. So it will not be, we're not providing this for people to harvest members' information. So there'll be telephone numbers and names only on these lists. With respect to the recommendations of the CAB, I believe we'll be able to implement all of them right now. I need to check with IT regarding the login and password, but I see no reason why we can't execute the suggestions of the CAB. Thank you.
Would it be out of order if I passed around a list and people would put their name on and their phone number, if so we can coordinate some of this? Would that be all right with the staff? You don't have to put your name and phone number down if you don't want. But if you're interested in helping out, it would be a wonderful thing to do, to get people in there.
What do you want on here for the phone?
Just your name and phone number so I can call you and we can set up a time for exactly that. I've done it before, and it's seldom tedious. It's not like CBS or NBC. People who love Pacifica really love Pacifica, and they want to get on the phone and talk to you. They're glad when you call. And most of them say, oh, I meant to last week. Oh, here, let me give you a credit card. It's not a strong arm kind of thing. It's a fun thing to do. And the only thing I would suggest is that we have, one of the times I went in, I raised a lot of money. And the reason was Teresa told me about something that was coming up. And I was able to tell them, like, that was the reason for my call. You know, we've got a fun event, we're counting noses on Thursday or something, brother. And we'll work with you to get that.
We have one on March 1st. KPFC will turn 50 years old, and we are planning and executing right now a birthday celebration and reunion on March 1st at a restaurant. We have partners in this event, and one of them is one of the original co-founders of KPFC, who now lives in Austin. I believe his name is Don Gardner. And so that is actually being executed as part of our fundraising strategy right now.
That's what I'm saying. If I get on the phone and say, look, KPFT really needs the money, how much can you up? It's like a dud. But if I say, we're having a 50th anniversary party, and we want to invite you, we'd love to see you there. And
that's being executed now.
We have a November 14th date for the gala, too, so you can tell them to save the date for the gala.
Yes, and on March 21st, we have Amy Goodman coming in to do a fundraiser for us. Okay. And then on February 22nd and 23rd, we're launching the KPFT Black History 365 Guest Lecture Series. So we got things.
Wonderful. Well, could we have in the office a list of those things?
We got it all.
So we could just look at that, and you take what's comfortable for us to use as an entree into the conversation. Yeah. Good.
Can you say that last in your meeting?
KPFT.
The 22nd, February 22nd.
February 22nd and 23rd, the launch of our lecture series, and it's Dr. Ben Talpin, who's from Philadelphia, from Temple University, who's written the first and only book on Mickey Leland. And so we'll be having a lecture on Saturday, and then a discussion of social movements and roundtable discussion of activists, scholars, and artists on Sunday.
Where is it going to be?
3903 Alameda, the Harambe Building.
Oh, wonderful.
Tickets are $30. Amy Goodman tickets are $50. The tickets for the birthday party and reunion is $90.10. To emphasize the 90.1, this is by consensus of the staff and the folks who put this stuff together. Three fundraisers back to back.
Isn't it this on the website?
It's all going on the website. The staff is working so hard. We're doing a major fundraiser. To the guests, it's going on the website. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. That's what I was going to ask.
Okay. Well, that sounds very exciting. I hope really everybody will take part in this and give it a shot. It's not a bad conversation. It's kind of a fun conversation to have.
Where is Amy Goodman coming to?
March 21st, we have a location. It's at a church. I don't remember. But that's all we said. We'll put it on the website. I'll try to get it up no later than next week.
Yes, we have a few more people who want to speak for public comment. Can I finish that up?
Reunion committee.
A question to the
committee.
Never mind. Are we still in public comment?
Is there any objection to finishing public comment?
I mean, it can't be over with when for the last 15 years we were forcing 30 minutes regardless. you know, changing the rules or what?
Okay.
Does anybody else want to see?
Yeah, but we started at 15
Joseph Davis, Westwood Farms.
15 to 8.
So,
so it started at 7:43?
Yes. Yeah.
How much minute time is left?
This is
my 12 minutes. I don't want to just tell
you, we're not. Yeah, does anybody else want to speak?
Yes, I had Joseph Davis. You want to say something?
All right. I understand, as all boards are going to come out one time really, you're going to be facing some decisions on updating your bylaws. And so, and since I have served on the National Board and this local board for many years, I wanted to point a couple of things out. First of all, a lot of people say how bad our bylaws or Robert's Rules of Order are. The only people who would say that are the people who just want chaos in this room. There's a reason Robert's Rules is the most accepted set of parliamentary procedures in the country, probably in the world, is they're really very good. And if people know them and use them, they'll create a really orderly and good, healthy process. And our bylaws, in spite of the fact, I was on the governance committee, I chaired it for several years here, are actually quite good. Now, that doesn't mean, I'm not going to tell you one way or another whether any bylaw changes you're being faced with presently are good or bad. I don't want to make comment, that's your decision, but I will say this. You need to know the bylaws to vote on it, and if you don't know them, you should just vote no, because you don't. That may sound a little serious, but it's your job. When you accepted a seat on this board, part of it is you need to know the bylaws. You need to rule, study it to the point where you understand how it works. Because if you don't, you can't do this job. And people will walk in the room and tell you anything. It's really, really important. So if there are bylaw things that have come up, I suggest you really dig into it, find out exactly what the changes are suggesting, how they will affect the process for the good of the foundation, and make sure your decision is for the good of the foundation, because of course that's your responsibility. And just as by way of example of that, I want to point something out. One thing I've seen happen year after year after year, right here in this room and also at the national level, someone will say, the bylaws say this, this happens automatically. Somebody said that about me several times, that I shouldn't be on the board. That's not true. And I'm just going to read you something that's going to take about a second. First of all, what's really important is your rights. That's fundamental. A member of an assembly in the parliamentary sense, as mentioned above, is a person entitled to full participation in his proceedings, that is, the right to attend meetings, make motions, to speak and debate, and to vote. Those rights are absolutely inviolable. And as far as anything that happens, any action, no matter what the bylaws say, for it to be realized, page 4, Robert's Rules, the basic principle of a decision in a deliberative assembly, which is exactly what you are, is that to become the act or choice, just for something to happen, the proposition must be adopted by a majority vote. Direct approval implies an assumption of responsibility for the act. Because if someone walks in here and says, oh, something happens, the bylaws said this, who's responsible? Nobody. You're responsible. And that's why your vote matters. So I'm trying to emphasize on you. Again, if you got a high school diploma, believe me, this is easily understood. All of you can handle this. Don't be afraid of this. A lot of people, I think, they get a little afraid of this. You see, I have beaten mine to death. But you know something? It works fine. And all of you can handle it. So please, learn this. Because this is the level playing field that makes the deliberations that occur in here work. We don't want, you know, Mr. Popularity walks in the room and say, hey, everybody do this. And, you know, maybe it sounds good if that happens. But you're not representing the foundation. You're just going with somebody tells you. What do you know what their motives are? You were elected by either the listeners or the staff to represent what they feel is best for the foundation. It's your responsibility to represent them, not to follow the leader. Each one of you is the leader. Deborah's the chair. Her responsibility, she's not any more important than the rest of you. Her job is to make this room work. The treasurer has certain responsibilities. The secretary has certain responsibilities. But each and every one of you are a delegate. And that power is very important for you to take it seriously. Know this stuff. You're here for your constituents. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you. Wesley?
I
welcome all you new members to the board. We have, for many years, there's been a, well, ever since Leo Gold was the chair of the LSB, there's been an idea that we should go to an NPR model where we don't have any broadcast signals or no, you know, BAI, KPFT, all that. So, in order that we can make good programming to sell to the affiliates. It never did fly over too well. Leo quit after that. But it keeps reoccurring. And this last coup at WBAI, I mean, Trump, he would, you know, after the contractors that have spent all the money building up his hotel or his casino, then he goes bankrupt on them, and they get stiffed for, but Trump has got more sense than I think whoever formulated this coup in New York, because he waited until after the work was done to cut them off in the middle of a pledge drive, and is defeating, self-defeating. It really threw them off. They were making some real progress. Okay, so that stuck everything way behind. One of the instigators of the coup said that he spent his dime on it. I would really hope that that is true. I doubt it, though. But sometimes I'm not as, how should I say, have the faith in my fellow man that I should have. So all of our buildings, all of our properties are being held as collateral for this rump, for this loan that I don't see us being able to pay. When you deflect from the KPFT is not cut down to like nobody's working there hardly. All volunteers pretty much, just a few people, what, five full-time employees? That many? And they're still not making enough money to pay on the loans. So maybe it has something to do with the programming. We do need CPB funding, but I don't see anybody, you know, really trying to go in line with the CAB agreement. That's up to our new manager, IGM, excuse me. We play these politics, and one group against the other. One group is highly secretive and afraid to, you know, that's on y'all. But I sure hope that you guys really, I mean, if we don't have KPFT, if we don't have the license for that, then I'm afraid we're not going to play anybody's programming from here.
It's time.
I don't know, unless you, you know, they're going to have a Grateful Dead show. They already have one in syndication. Good luck. So, and I wish you all the best, man. I really hope that you guys take this shit seriously and work to get the money to pay this off and to get the CPB funding. That's this money right there, just they want to give to us, but everybody's forgotten about it.
Thank you. Thank you. We have one more. Mo Cortez, is it?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, for letting me give my little piece or give my little talk. Pretty much like I'm a broken record, so I'm going to say the same thing.
Could you speak up a little?
So pretty much I'm a broken record, I'm going to say the same thing over again. Just the demographics of the board, just like I looked at censusreporter.org, and about 40% of the population of Houston is younger than the age of 50. And I look around on this board, and most of you are probably over 50. And I look to my elders to help advise and guide, and I do that because y'all have, you know, been around, y'all have experienced things, y'all know stuff, y'all seen some stuff, right? You fought for your rights and whatnot. But I really hope to lean on my elders to hopefully bring some more people of color, maybe more Latin people. I see one Latina person on this board, and me being a Latino, you know, I don't represent me, and that's the way it is. And I'm also on the board of Grassroots Leadership. It's a national organization for the reformation of criminal justice. So basically, we're pushing to abolish prisons and jails and detention centers. And we brought in a consultant about 4 months ago and did a giant like retreat for the members of the board to basically hash things out and kind of see things where things aren't working. This board is not working. I mean, y'all are working, but y'all aren't working effectively to save this station. And that's the biggest problem and concern here. That's why a lot of us are here, is to basically help this radio station stay sustainable, but also stay relevant and, you know, be on the lips of our youth. But it's not, you know, that's unfortunately. And like I said, you know, again, so bring more people of color on the board. And also I recommend hiring a consultant, because this organizational governance is really, it's a nightmare. All right, thank you.
Okay, that concludes. Yes?
Can I respond very briefly to a couple of the comments? Is that
yes. No, not really. You're not supposed to respond to a public comment unless there's something specific that's been addressed to you.
Okay, but disregarding that, Cliff Smith. So that's okay.
I have a plan of information. Whose seat is she taking?
She was next on the list.
Uh-huh. To replace who?
I don't know, but I would speculate Adrian LaViolette, Micheline.
There were a lot of people who didn't come to this.
Resign. Could be two, has to be one.
Is it important?
It is important.
Who thinks she's taking is important?
Yes, it's been kicked off
the board.
It's called governance.
Let's finish with our elections and then talk about that kind of thing.
Okay, but then if that's the case, unfortunately, I don't think she should be able to vote.
Why is that?
Because we haven't figured it out yet. So if we're going to finish the elections first, if she's okay
she
with
that...
She
was next on the list of eligible voters, and there was a vacancy, so she's filling.
Who was the vacancy, though?
I think it was Robert.
Richard.
Or no, it wasn't Robert. Robert filled the place, but...
It's Robert Bonner's vacancy.
I'm not sure of that.
Adrian LaViolette. They said that three times.
No.
No one has said that, and we haven't confirmed that.
She just said it.
Who said it?
Rhonda.
I said I don't know.
Yeah,
I said
no one
speculated
said
on
people
that quit.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Now, I agree with you that we do have business we need to move forward with. You said that you would be fast. You said that you were going to try to strike a different tone. So what I'm basically asking you to do is, because I believe we've got time to finish the business that we have set forth for tonight, but it's only protocol, it's only reasonable, it's only rational to not set this tone of, we're going to do it anyway, I don't give a damn if we tell you what's going on or not. We have a right for process. And I think you should know as chair. If anybody don't know, you should know as chair. And I support the seating of Mary Ann. But I think she should even know, the whole board should know, the public should know, what has been the process and who is that person replacing, so that it's out there in the open. It's not just, shut up, you ain't got a right to know.
She is the next on the list. There was a vacancy when one of the members, actually a couple, dropped out. And she is next on the list, and she is legitimate. I didn't just smuggle in my friend or somebody I knew.
Nobody suggested
that. She was elected.
But you're still not using definitive language. And I'll deduce, because I know you mean well, but definitive language in this process, because we have bylaws. We have rules. We have procedures. We have processes.
The rules are the next person on the list.
And just because she says she's next up, you should articulate who she, because that's supposed to, first off, Madam Chair, you know this, you made the rules. You helped make the rules. That person's name is supposed to be submitted to the secretary of the PNB. You know, that's the first and foremost process. Who that person replaced, so that when anything comes down with our records, which is another CPB issue always. So I'm just kind of giving you some guidance here.
Let's hear from Richard. I think he's got the
I had my hand up first.
What?
I had my hand up before Richard. Richard's the secretary.
Okay. Adrian Lavalette resigned. When Robert Gardner came forward to take that position, the chair at the last meeting, it's in the minutes, read your bylaws, read all this crap. The chair ruled that Robert could be seated because, for a lot of reasons, one's right here from the lawyer saying that he can't even be at these meetings. And so then that vacancy was still open. She's the next one on the list. She fills the list.
Request of information.
No, wait a minute. Nancy had her hand up.
Nancy was
first.
Go ahead.
Could we have quiet, please?
Meeting, it's about procedure. At the last meeting, Darrell Robbins made the motion to postpone the discussion to table. And that was not put in the minutes.
Yes,
so
indeed.
We had left this discussion about Bob Gardner, and the reason she gave was to not put embarrassing things in public, in front of public. That's what she said.
It's in the minutes.
Is everybody refreshed?
Richard,
so there should be no
minutes.
Reason why Bob should. Because any lawyer just wrote a letter?
Point of order.
No, gentlemen, just stand on there, no ED.
Hold it, please. We've got a point of order.
In front of me, but I remember we moved the discussion of Bob Gardner to after the elections. So we haven't figured it out. We haven't talked about it. The chair ruled that he couldn't be seated during that meeting, not that he could never be seated. If that was the case, we wouldn't be talking about it later on in the meeting. So it's on our agenda to talk about it later on in this meeting. So she can't be seated until we talk about it.
Darrell's motion was accepted.
May I
have request for information, Madam Chair?
It is not.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
No matter what you want and how much you want it, it is not.
So it's not on like new.
Yes, please. Would you wait a minute?
I asked for recognition.
All I know is we never got to the discussion of Robert Gardner.
Okay. Look, Rhonda says she has an explanation for the whole group. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. Robert Gardner was disqualified by the National Election Supervisor. Robert was sent a certified letter by the election supervisor, which Robert did not receive. So Robert was not aware that he was disqualified. I personally, to avoid this that's happening now, I had Robert over and I shared with him everything that I knew about the fact that he had been disqualified and that he had a right to appeal. I shared this with Robert 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was the Tuesday of the last debate. So as it stands, Robert has been disqualified, but Robert has the right to appeal, and he's aware of this. And upon the last time I spoke to Robert, he didn't express an interest in appealing, and I don't know where he stands on that now, but he's here. With regards
tell
to
tell him what I said, Rhonda. Don't turn it into something else. Tell him what I said.
I don't know what this
podcast is. Please, can we have some order? You don't talk unless you're called on, please.
I have a
you don't talk down there unless you're called on. Please.
I just say point of order or point of information.
In the middle of somebody talking. You want
who's
to do something.
Because
it interrupts so nicely.
Adriana's.
Adriana's kind of.
Adriana, what have you got to say?
Where is election a PNB officer?
Yes. PNB.
Yes. We need to do that.
In October 30, 2019, a PNB vote to receive some members, including one son at the time. He was on the receiving act.
I can't believe that what you're saying.
After that, Bobby Gardner wasn't anymore staff, and the National Election Supervisor authorized him to run as a listener. The National Election Supervisor certified the elections, and that certification, Robert Gardner, the second runner. You can have a bunch of history or story there, or people talking about there was there, was a certificate. As a certified election is still, even today, in the official website of the Pacific Foundation, and the name of Robert Gardner is the second runner-up. nobody else has the right to say that she was disqualified because somebody talked about similar. The reality is what is here. And it's the only person that can certify the election is the National Election Supervisor. Those results are there even today. And the second thing that is very important to say is you cannot have that discussion in our meeting of January 8th. He stated the thing. He decided not to make a decision, to change it, to postpone that decision. Who was the one who was the one that made the change of decision? Who was the one who was the one? And in the name of what? Because somebody said that somebody said that the air was good. That's number one. Nobody, you know, being of this, the reality is a national election supervisor has a certification including Robert Gardner as a second runner up. Nobody can change that. And nobody can change a second return the vote of the members. It's history that is fast.
Madam Chair, I seek to be recognized on this matter.
Okay, I'm being recognized. Go ahead.
I think Duane may have been before me.
Of course, I've been.
Okay.
For the last 10 minutes.
Duane, Patrick, Bill, Rhonda. Anybody else?
You've already spoken, Rhonda.
No,
Madam Chair, have you recognized me?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Since some say that they can't understand what the member says with her three-language barrier. She speaks three languages. That's wrong, and most of the time we can't understand what she's saying. Let me clarify. The PNB did vote, as a PNB member, and Bill knows as well, and if the other two, one is no longer on the PNB, and of course, Wally's not here. Well, Wally's here. The PNB did vote. They voted against it, but the PNB did pass. The authority to reseat Robert and three other people. Point one. Point two is, if in fact Robert was disqualified and such a determination was made by the election supervisor, the national election supervisor, it would have been no way the election supervisor would have placed him on the runner-up list. So none of that makes sense. But more importantly, and to be succinct and to be mindful of the time, Madam Chair, this law firm represents your former employer, KPFT. KPFT can't have a lawyer. KPFT is a subdivision of the Pacifica National Foundation. It has no authority to have a lawyer. What this is worth, this is all this is worth. Absolutely worth doo-doo, because he doesn't have the authority to represent KPFT. There's only one person who has the authority to represent KPFT, and his name is Arthur.
who we hired at the PNB. Any other subdivision, that's your lawyer. You can't go out and get you a willy-nilly letter from any lawyer. I can go out and get a letter and tell you you can't be on the board. Let's stop this foolishness and this nonsense. You don't have the authority to put this man off this board. You broke the rules, Madam Chair, along with this man. It was ill-advised the way you did it, because this is why we're in the sham we're in. But you broke the rules that said that if you want to take someone off of this local station board, here is the articulable requirements. This man knows that. He sits silent. Whenever the rules don't apply or whatever the rules he don't want to be applied, and others are in cahoots with him, but you won't even read the damn bylaws your own self, so you won't be railroaded and taken down this road. The reality is this, is that the Pacifica National Board has full authority, and we are a subdivision, so we don't have a right to go out and get a letter and say that they represent KPFT. KPFT is represented by the Pacifica National Board lawyer. So this right here, it ain't work. The paper is written on. You have a right to be seated.
Rhonda?
That's one opinion.
What?
All right.
Point of order. Would you please call Richard Uzzell out of order?
No, he's running
all the time.
I'm out of order.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. So, really, Patrick and Bill, we're going to go. But I have the letter here.
Did she ask for the floor?
Yes, I did. I have a letter here that was written to a group from the election supervisor that is dated December 21st. As should I read it?
Yes.
All right. All right. So the secretary, Richard Uzzell, Richard Uzzell reached out to the National Election Supervisor regarding the seating of Robert Gartner, because he was aware of Robert being disqualified. So Richard wrote to Renee saying, hey, you assured me that, you know, the Robert Gartner issue was going to be handled. Mm-hmm. So on December the 21st, this is what Renee wrote in response. Hello, to some degree, this is now in the hands of the PNB and the corporate council. Let me go back over what happened. I received several Fair Campaign complaints regarding Gartner. None of these cited actions by Gartner as a candidate or violations of the election rules. They were about his behavior at the station as a state staffer and an LSB member. I also received several Fair Campaign complaints from Gartner about other people. I think I got about 8 in total. My phone just died.
That's about what it's worth, because that's not the official record.
Excuse me, please.
But it is pertinent information, and other members have access, yes, that are at this table have access to this letter.
I have who's a forward?
Hold it.
What? Chair.
Hold it. I think
Patrick and then Bill.
Patrick,
Nancy, Bill.
I didn't have my hand up.
Yeah, you did.
So, all right, Patrick.
I I do respect Bob personally for all the work he's done for the station, but we're spending so much time on things that we don't even agree on what the facts are here. If we spent 2 hours on this subject, an entire meeting, we could have been doing other things. Like, can we just save like the no-win stuff for the end, and maybe we could do the other stuff first?
It's on the agenda.
And that's why I shared all that with Robert, so we wouldn't be doing this in this meeting.
I mean, if we want to spend time on stuff that we know we will never resolve, can we just somehow schedule that at the very end of the agenda and do the other stuff first?
So what do we do? Make a motion to what?
That's my suggestion. That's all.
Do it. Make it happen.
Point of order.
There's nothing. Yes, wait a second. Let me get the...
You can tell.
Okay, I've got it. Go ahead.
I would like to call for the orders of the day. This is not on the agenda.
No, it's not.
So it's out of order.
That's what you asked.
Could we postpone this until we get our elections done?
No, that was the whole point, was we can't, because we need to know if she's properly seated. We need to know if she's properly seated, and it seems like she's not right now.
Okay.
I had a few questions about that letter, though, to make a point, if that's okay.
The point was that Robert has been taken away from the station. He does not have privilege to be there. He's not a member, and you cannot be on this board if you're not a member.
He is a member. He is on the board.
He's not allowed on the station.
It doesn't matter. That's like saying that if someone's fired, they're not on the board. Even if someone gets fired,
when people are fired, they're not banned from the station.
That's like the same thing. It's just politics. That's why it doesn't matter what happens on the station. They're still allowed on the board.
I hear you. Let's move on with the election and get done with it.
We voted to postpone this discussion at the last meeting. And we're voting again to postpone.
We're voting on the...
To postpone again, just kick it down the road. While one person is denied their vote, and another person...
Everybody should stand up and talk all at once. How about that? Well, it makes up so proficient a meeting, so good a meeting, so much tension. Let's all stop, right?
I'm happy to share with you. I tried to get into
I said you don't really have a chair.
That's what I was going to say.
Can we please move on?
I want to go against your judgment on this one. I think you're really wrong. That letter was not official. The PNB officially has said that Robert Gardner should be seated.
But that term expired, and then he ran again, and then was disqualified from the new term.
You didn't hear me? He's on the list. The NES put him on the list, so how is he disqualified?
Well, I don't know about that.
Of course you don't know about it, but he's on the list. So she didn't disqualify.
I said we don't have Marianne.
I need to finish the list.
Enough of this back and forth. You will ask to be notified to permission to speak. That's enough. We are going to go ahead, and you can go ahead and throw me out of chair, that's fine. But we are going ahead and finish this election. It is the second meeting we're having to elect, five people? Come on, guys, let's get it together. Yes, we have to recess this meeting and convene a delegates meeting in order to
injustice for one is injustice for all.
Dr. King.
I've got an idea. Let's everybody shout out and point fingers. Good idea, Nancy.
I was there for 2 years and 4 months. They still took my money. I'm still a member. I still got a vote.
Move to adjourn.
You can leave. Goodbye, Sandy. You can leave.
Thank you. Is there a second?
No, we have to elect our officer.
No,
Sandy,
It's a recess. We are going to call the.
I appeal the chair's ruling.
Okay. All those in favor of
the ruling of the chair,
please raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve.
I don't think I counted you,
did
I?
You have to discuss it.
Put your hand up.
You don't just take a vote.
Put your hand up if you're
not following
the same order. You vote for the order. If you vote to sustain the chair,
you don't have to sustain the chair.
You know what? Hold on. Now I'm going to say something. I don't care if I'm out of order. One reason nothing is getting done around here because you keep sniping at everybody. Stop doing that. Y'all act like my middle school children. This one's saying something. Oh, you blah, 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 blah. This one's saying something. Oh, he blah, 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 blah. Stop it. Act like the age you are. Amen. That's all you have to do. You don't have to agree with nobody. Amen. If you don't like it, vote it down.
Good.
Y'all just stay sniping at each other. I don't like this one. I don't like your ruling. I don't like that. Stop doing that.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yeah, that means shut up and let's vote.
Play with me, because I am a member of the Federal Communications Commission.
You don't like
Bob. I like Bob.
to it. I understand that. The next person in this goddamn room. Oh, I don't give a shit. You'll shut the hell up.
And you're going to tell her to leave the meeting?
I didn't tell her to leave.
Not you. I'm not dead.
Leave me alone.
What the hell?
You stop calling. You stop thinking that you know what I'm doing. You don't know what I'm doing.
Standing
for justice. I'm out of here. I got
Please
work.
Stay
and
vote for
these
fucking positions.
Please stay and vote. You better tell these people in here to stop telling me what I think. Because I am an independent woman, black woman at that.
Now everybody's leaving.
Because we're tired of it, Rhonda.
Nobody's going to be seated anyway. Y'all rushing for this this election, but no one is going to serve on the PNB until after this court issue. So all this nonsense, it shows just how you don't follow the facts.
You're not
using common sense.
I'm not voting on nothing.
Madam Chair,
but I promise you, the next person to say something about me, you're going to deal with me one-on-one.
Madam Chair,
oh, dear. You too far away.
Excuse me,
Marianne.
I can't hear you. Please wait. I'm tired of it. Two people that do that every day. I'm tired of it. And you close to both of them. You need to stop.
Really? Now you gonna point me out?
No, I'm not pointing you out.
So why don't you stop? Why don't you stop being in cahoots with the wrong crowd? Huh? Why don't you stop that? I'll stop. But if I'm going to be the center of trying to get fairness in here and disenfranchising this man, I'm going to always stand for right. That's what I did when I served this United States Air Force for 8 years. I was willing to die for what was right. I was willing to die for a person to have his right if he's elected by the people. Damn right I stand.
Stop talking about what I
thought.
You don't know
what
you
do.
You do not know me.
Is there going to be a meeting tomorrow?
I got one.
I didn't hear it at all. That was the ring.
Miss Cassier, the chair isn't in here. We have disintegrated.
He's asking for a point of information.
The chair is not in here.
Nancy, please, keep your mouth closed unless you are recognized. That's the rule.
She's asking for a point of information. Move it closer to you so you can hear it better.
All I know is every time I look up, you're talking. Please stop.
That's not fair, and that's not correct. Would you move it closer to your ear?
Quiet, please.
I have a point of parliamentary inquiry. I would like to know from the chair if it is not correct that in this book that we are governed by, it says that when there is an appeal from the decision of the chair, that the chair can speak two times, either first or second class, and that everyone else has an opportunity to speak one time before a vote is taken. Is that not correct?
There is no discussion with the chair, as far as I know. What is your point about what the chair's ruling is?
My point is that you went directly to a vote. You do not have to speak, but everyone has a chance to speak one time before the vote is taken. That is what I think it says in that book.
You know it's in there.
I know it's in there.
Right. I know it's in there. I've been reading it.
So, your point is that everybody should have a chance to speak, or the candidate should have a chance to speak.
We're talking about the ruling of the chair regarding the seating of either Bob Gartner or Marianne Martinez.
That wasn't me.
The matter was tabled. I have read the minutes from our meeting of January the 8th. And
Richard did put it in the minutes.
The matter is still
right there.
Jarrell Robinson postponed.
Deb, I don't want to get into a back and forth with Richard Giselle. My point is that it is not my ruling. It is what I understand is in this book, and I am wondering if we are going to follow this.
The issue, as I understand it, is that Bob Gardner has been ruled out of the station, out of membership, out of everything else. And that, because of that, the next person in line was seated. Marianne Martinez didn't come in here and plot against anybody to get seated.
We didn't
and I imagine
that.
About this time she wishes she hadn't been. But that is what's next. And it isn't a question of walking into Robert's rules and seeing what we could possibly do. There's a procedure and we follow it.
No, you didn't. That's what he's coming out to you.
Okay, guys, I would like to set aside whatever's going on at this present moment and respectfully ask everyone to set aside, keep it tabled, the Robert Gardner issue, the Marianne Martinez seating issue, until Robert has had his opportunity to file his appeal, and that is ruled on. And until such time, Marianne is not seated, she does not vote, until that is resolved. I think that's the most reasonable thing that we can do at this moment, rather than going on and on and on,
yes,
making accusations and things that we don't know what the outcome is going to be. So until we know what the outcome is, the ball is in Robert's court. He is responsible for appealing his disqualification. And once he does that,
I can't just go in there.
So,
this is a motion. I'm trying to
The motion is that we table all of this discussion until Robert Gardner has had the opportunity to file his appeal and we get a ruling on that.
Point of information, Robert Gardner said he was not interesting in filing an appeal.
I'm not trying to
speak for you. Words in my mouth.
I'm not speaking for you.
Okay, can we have a stop to back and forth?
Look, please.
The order is right now is that Robert is not allowed in the station. Until such time as he becomes a functioning member of the community, he is not on the board.
Where is your proof?
What I was trying to say is that you have the opportunity to appeal the ruling of your disqualification.
Point of order,
please.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
There is a motion on the floor. She made a motion and someone on the phone seconded it. So we have to vote on that motion, up or down. This is where we are in the meeting at this point. Now, we're going to go back and forth and argue the points, that's fine. But that's where we are, Madam Chair.
Okay. I'm so lost, I don't know what the motion
is. But that's where we are.
The motion, as I understand it,
we need to debate the motion.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be quiet, so I'll tell you. The motion I have standing room that this whole discussion be tabled until Mr. Gardner files an appeal by some date. You got to put a date on it because this can't just go on forever.
Within 30 days.
You're missing the part where
the whole
chair.
No, we can debate. No, we can debate. We'll have a right to debate.
No, the chair says something that you have to put in that motion that he's banned from the station, and that is not true, by the way.
Can you find out from him? Can you ask him when he intends to do that so that we can put a date on there and have it done with it? Please, Rhonda.
I think 30 days. We don't have to ask him that. I think
yes,
30
days.
30 days.
Okay,
you want to
put 30 days?
But we need to have a right to debate the motion.
So the same situation with Bob is happening with Patrick. They're both banned from the station. Why is one allowed and one not?
Say that.
Patrick is also banned from the station.
Say that.
So why is one allowed and one's not?
Let me speak to these situations and others. A number of people before I was appointed have been banned, quote unquote, from the station. That was a staff action based upon behavior that staff determined, not one individual, but it was collective. That person's behavior was not conducive and allowable within the way we operate at the station. There is not going to be any threats at the station, nor hints of violence at the station, nor acting out in unruly at the station, because we are a real radio station. We have people coming to the station to conduct business. We have donors coming to the station to give money. So as long as I am IGN, if that kind of behavior exists, I probably wouldn't say banned, removed from, but it has nothing to do with whether they serve on the board or don't serve on the board. Those are two separate things. We had nothing to do with that letter. I don't know anything about the letter. It has nothing to do with the staff decision about behavior. Now, point. I've had, I think, 5 or 6 people who have told me that their show was canceled, they were banned from the station, this happened, that happened. My position is, I'm dealing with the present from the day I walk through the door and the future. I cannot go back and discern the facts, fair or unfair, just or unjust, and I don't have time. We've got to raise some money for KPFT. The goal is $265,000. We're off by 50%. The time and energy to go through this exercise, every board meeting, you're going to lose my presence. Because I need this time to go raise some money, to go put it on the website, to go do the things that you've asked me to do, not this. Now, let me just make some suggestions and I'll be through. If this board is going to operate by Robert's Rules of Order and the bylaws, I suggest each member of the board get a hard copy, an electronic copy, and read them, study them.
Amen.
If you won't make a commitment to do that, then you're arguing about what you don't even know. And when you're going to raise a Robert's Rules of Order, you ought to be able to front the page, and everybody ought to put up their book and they can see it. This is the only way you're going to learn. If we're going to talk about a letter, like the one that I think Rhonda was talking about, everybody's got to have a copy of it or say it. We'll never, and I'm saying we'll never get out of this state that we're in. And let me just say finally this. I was asked before the meeting if, you know, once you post the LSB board meeting on the website. I said no. That was an arbitrary decision because I'm trying to build the board, build KPFT. I would not invite anybody to enter this meeting and see that. This is how the station has wounded itself. People who were skilled, dedicated volunteers had quit. They're coming back now because they have some hope and some trust in my ability to lead. I'm willing to work with this board. I'm willing to support this board. I'm not in a faction. I'm in the KPFT faction. Finally, $300,000 in 21 months. We know how to do it. The general managers are now conference calling. If you can help us, help. If not, just please don't hold us back so we can start building the station and move forward. That's what we're here to do.
I have an interest in what you said, and I was wrong, but I'll tell you what, I want to tell Nancy and everybody who was just involved with that just now, I'm willing to put stuff that's important to me on the table and say, you know what, that's not as important as this group of people getting along. So I'm going to set aside where I felt I was wrong. I'm asking many of you to set aside where you feel you've been wrong. Put away the personal attacks, put away the speaking out of turn, many of you, and let's work together, please.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Can we include Bob Barker tonight?
So can we vote on the motion to table the discussion, as I stated previously?
Can we discuss it?
Yes.
We cannot even discuss.
We have to vote on
the bylaws. We can't do Robert's Rules.
First of all, before we go any further, I'd like to ask Mary Ann if she would be willing to step back until we get this resolved. None of this is any reflection on you or your ability to work. And I personally am in awe of the work you did on the cab when you were there. You were the first one to really bring it to life. Without any negative feelings, could you just step back and not vote for the time being? Thank you.
Request confirmation.
Yes?
With respect to the motion, I believe the motion needs clarity because, for me, I think it's out of order, but at least it ought to state who is he supposed to appeal to, because number one, he can't appeal to the NES because that dog is already
hunted. Point of order. Yes. While Dwayne Lark is my friend, this is not a either point of information or request for information.
Yes, it is. I want to know who is he going to appeal to. Would that not be a question?
Well, if you went on beyond that.
Well, you know you do. So
It really is up to Robert to appeal. He has
to who?
To who? The mayor's your friend.
If it were you, who would you appeal?
You're gonna take a.
If it was me, you wouldn't be doing me like that. That's number one. But number two, what I believe ought to be done is that the bylaws state emphatically that if you're going to remove someone, you give them a trial, give them a 30-day notice, which you haven't done on any occasion. But I don't believe it's in order for him to appeal. I think what's in order is that you follow the bylaws, which says that he's seated, she's seated. If you want to bring charges against him, give him a 30-day notice and have a trial. But not willy-nilly, put him off the board. You don't have authority to do that.
However, what I do have authority to do is to